This is a, we previously advertised for a public hearing Tuesday, July 13th at 5:45 PM. This is the time and place scheduled for that hearing. The board is present in its entirety. This time I'd I was going to say we can stand for the pledge. I think we did that. I don't want to really, you know. I would indicate though to all present that it is posted within the meeting room. I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. So if you speak today at the hearing, please identify yourself, first name, last name, what your role is at the hearing, and then at that point you can proceed. So with that, Mr. Emmerich, do you want to introduce this item under new business?
I'm happy to do so.
Unless you would like, okay. Mr.
Well, sometimes Pat likes to put some of the legal stuff on the front end of hearings.
Sure.
I'm happy to just roll ahead either way.
Either way works, but if you want me to. So this is a public hearing with respect to a conditional use application. Looks like application number 2021-01 for a residential cluster development use on the property located at 790 Stoppers Church Road in Palmyra, Pennsylvania, 17078. The application was filed by Kevin Pauza, P-A-U-Z-A. It's been advertised for a public hearing pursuant to the Pennsylvania MPC as well as the Derry Township Zoning Ordinance. The Derry Township Zoning Ordinance allows this type of development, this cluster development option, as set forth in section 225-501.43 of the Zoning Ordinance of Derry Township. And therefore, the applicant is proposing to proceed with that use on the property, and I'm assuming thereafter proceed with a land development application that is not currently before this board. So with that being said, this is a conditional use hearing. The hearing is now open. What I will do is ask if there's anyone here that would request party status. The applicant clearly is a party in this application. Is there anyone else in the audience this evening that would request party status? What does party status mean? It means that you'll have the ability to appeal the application in the event that the Board of Supervisors approves the conditional use application. It gives you the opportunity to cross-examine witnesses during this hearing if you want to. Does this mean if you don't request party status and or are granted party status that you can't participate in the hearing? Not necessarily. I'm sure this board will allow you to make statements and ask questions to the extent that you need them. So with that, is there anyone in the audience this evening that would request party status in this hearing? Seeing none, let the record reflect no one has requested party status. With that being said, Chuck, I'm not going to stumble through the
I'm going to give a quick overview of the application.
Perfect.
I just wanted to do the whole party status thing. So, the land that's subject to the hearing this evening is located on the south side of Stoppers Church Road. It's partially located in Dauphin County and partially in Lebanon County. The tract contains approximately 37 acres and is well represented on this aerial view that the sun was nice enough to allow me to use for the meeting this evening, as long as there's credit for me. for the tax assessment map, I've shown the approximate county boundary and a little bit better view of the outboundary of the property. Obviously, there's streams, some steep slopes, some wetlands. The lands within Derry Township are in the Conservation Zoning District, and the lands in South Londonderry Township are located in the Agricultural District. The conditional use application seeks to cluster seven units on the property. They're able to utilize a 25% density bonus by doing the cluster. Otherwise, there could only be five lots here, based on the existing net developable acre. The development will be accessed by way of a private common driveway, which is permissible under the cluster development. It's permitted to serve up to 6 dwelling units. The applicant is presently proposing 7 dwelling units, bringing an existing, an area where there was a previously existing home over to the road. They originally had said that they were going to seek zoning relief to do that 7th unit. I'm supportive of that to reduce the driveways on Stouffer's Church Road. I'm also supportive of them doing the cluster development to get the 2 additional lots because, in my opinion, if you're going to develop a property, try and get as many lots out of it as you can because you're going to save land somewhere else. And again, this is done as a cluster development, which requires 45% of the tract to be in open space. So I provided a recommendation. At the end of my report, I've also provided some suggested conditions. I will tell you that you do not need to make a decision this evening, although the applicant will be making a full presentation. You do not need to make a decision this evening. You have 45 days to render a decision. Planning Commission at their meeting on June 1st did recommend approval of this application. And with that, if it pleases the board, I would turn it back to the board or over to the applicant.
Mr. Wright, did you want to come up here and
address
the... Randy, could you just hit the button on the mic then?
Hit the button on the microphone. How's that? Good. All right. Thanks for having us. Randy Wright, Hanover Engineering, my landscape architect, here with representing Kevin Pauza this evening in his request to cluster on his farm. I always like when Chuck precedes my presentation because half of the things are off of my notes here already. I think it's pretty clear that we are here to cluster homes on Kevin's property. We're kind of on the fringe of the township, I will say, down right alongside the South London Dairy Lebanon County line. Housekeeping, Pat, if I can, I would like to just outline that all the items that we submitted are, assuming are exhibits to the hearing. That includes a conditional use application, a cluster development sketch plan, which you see up there on the screen. We submitted 2 by right sketch plans just for comparison's sake as to how it would look without cluster and with cluster. A project narrative. We had 2 listings of cluster option criteria, both specific and general. I'll touch on those in just a few minutes. And also a draft homeowner association annual fee tabulation that I will also touch on shortly. So this is a matter of housekeeping. I would have a question for the staff, I guess. Is the Planning Commission recommendation part of the exhibits or becomes part?
Let's do this. Okay. Let's do this. What will mark as applicant 1 is the May 4th, 2021 conditional use application filed by Mr. Kevin Pauza. Okay? And I have that as a 1.
I'm not often this formal, but I know Patrick.
Yeah, I have applicant 1 as a 15-page document which contains the conditional use application form as well as a narrative from Hanover Engineering with respect to the conditions of the cluster development option as well as the estimated annual fee per lot associated with the homeowners association and the elevations and cluster development and by right development plans attached to the application, as well as the Dairy Township Planning Commission meeting minutes. Was that part of the application?
No, they didn't exist for the application. They've been presented in tonight's packet.
Okay. So applicant 1 will be a 14-page document, which will include those documents as I previously described, minus the Planning Commission meeting minutes. And then finally, a correspondence dated May 26, 2021 from DTMA. Okay. If you would like to propose the Planning Commission meeting minutes of June 1, 2021 as an exhibit, and we can mark it, would you like to do that?
Yes, please.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll mark the Derrick Township Planning Commission meeting minutes, which is a one-page document, as applicant two. Are there any other exhibits that the applicant has or wishes to submit?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, any objections? Seeing none, applicant one and applicant two will be admitted to the record.
Okay, good, thank you, Pat. Back to some particulars that Chuck maybe did not touch on. Seven lots, our net developable area. Chuck talked about steep slopes and wetlands. We have 30.4 acres of net developable area. That gets us to the six units allowed, plus the incentive that Chuck mentioned, which gives us the seven lots that are proposed. I will note that this, because of the area of the township, obviously these will be served by on-lot sewer and on-lot water facilities. 37.10 acres altogether gross acreage, and that's everything that Kevin, Mr. Fawza, owns on the south side of Southwest Church Road. I will note he does own the parcel across the road on the north side of Southwest Church. That parcel is in no way connected with this hearing or this conditional use criteria or application. The by right schedule, oops, I'm sorry, Chuck.
I'm trying to show him the land on the other side of the road.
Oh, okay. Just to touch on the by right sketches, you can see they're very conventional. Minimum frontage along Stafford's Church, houses wherever, very long driveways. Kind of everyone owns the whole property when it's all said and done. Back to the cluster, please. As a result of the cluster option, the lots are obviously, I'm going to say, relatively smaller. They range from 2 to 4 acres, but a significant amount of the property is kept and remains in common open space, and a lot of that common open space is covering the steep slope and the wetland areas that we find on the property.
Ask me to bring one.
So as me, well, let me touch on this while I'm here. The seventh lot that Mr. Emmerich had touched on is up here in the northeast corner of the property. That was the location of an existing home that has since been demolished. But the existing home had a driveway onto Stafford's Church Road with fairly minimal site distance, I would say. So our goal would be to pull that seventh lot down onto the common driveway. Your zoning ordinance clearly says that any private common driveway can only serve six lots. So Chuck has directed us to the zoning hearing board, which we do plan to follow, and hopefully that language is in the condition that if we get it, we can do it, and if we don't, we go back to Stafford's Church. That's one particular thing on this application I wanted to touch on. I also want to touch on the HOA, the Homeowner Association annual fee tabulation, something we don't do often. I know staff had a concern, as is common concern when you talk about a private driveway, private roadway, who's going to maintain it, how's it going to maintain, is it going to be in good shape or in 15 years falling apart. We tried to touch on everything from insurance, property maintenance, driveway repairs, and driveway repaving in our tabulation, just to kind of get a ballpark estimate of the cost. You can see from that document that if I break it down the lot, each of the seven lots is about $150 per month to cover those costs. The common driveway repaving cost is based on a life cycle of about 20 years. So after 20 years, that common driveway would be completely milled and repaved for the residents, if necessary, but the funds would be there. I'll stop at that point just for a second to see if there's any questions from the board.
Questions?
So I know
in some other areas of the township where these private developments were made, and they're putting in the road, at some point they'd like to have it turned back over to the township. Will this road be created in a manner in which it's even a possibility to turn it over to the township at some point, if those homeowners are asking for the township to take it over? Looking at like the size or the widths of the curbing? No, okay, Chuck's already saying that.
Okay. Yeah, yes, the common driveways do allow a lesser cartway width and a lesser right-of-way width.
Okay.
So once people buy lots on the, along the sides, and unless they are willing to give up land for wider right-of-way and willing to add 50% to the cartway to get it up to township standards, I think that's a very slim possibility.
Okay, thank you.
Just to clarify, you are proposing for the shared driveway to be at least 24 feet wide?
Yes, cartway and 42 foot right of way, if I'm not mistaken.
And consistent with chapter 185 of the South Arrow with respect to minor streets?
Yes.
And you're also able to grant in the township a right of way of 42 feet along the route of road, the private road?
Yes.
Pursuant
yes.
to the same. Mm-hmm. Yep, so the right of way along the private road, is that what you said? The right-of-way along the private road will not be dedicated to the township. It's actually scripted to be part of the common open space of the entire development.
Okay.
So it's owned, it's literally owned by the property owners.
Correct.
Right. But you're going to comply with the requirements of the zoning, that's correct?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as with the common driveway, I think is spelled out in the zoning ordinance as far as width of cartway and width of right-of-way. We call it a right-of-way, it's not a dedicated right-of-way.
Correct.
Private
if anything.
Yes. The only dedication to the public that will take place here, I believe, would be the entire frontage of Stafford Church Road, which currently has on the plaza side probably 16 and a half foot right-of-way, will be dedicated to, I think, 25 to 30 feet, whatever your subdivision ordinance requires.
And likely would an additional condition of any approval from the board will be subject to the property owners or the developer at the point of land development agreeing to and reporting a shared driveway easement, indicating that driveway, we'll call it driveway, is going to be shared by all those property owners into the future, and they will all share a certain percentage of whatever the upkeep is. Mm-hmm. Something similar to what your HOA documents are.
Right, so. Right, yes.
Okay.
I have a quick question. So this will be a private driveway? Will it be posted as private road or private drive? I'm just wondering, will people be parking on it? Or will it be posted no parking? Natalie and I live in a neighborhood where there are two roads separated by an island and it says no parking, but sometimes people, you might know. And I think that there are even issues now. The Homeowners Association was supposed to mow those islands, and now Public Works has the privilege of mowing them. So I'm just curious if it's a private drive and if it'll be posted.
Well, my best answer is with a 24-foot cartway, there probably will be no parking along
okay.
there. And that, again, that will be, I guess, regulated and monitored by the Homeowners Association themselves. Whether they choose to post that or not is up to them. Again, it's not a township street, so it really is controlled by the association.
Got it. A quick question about the size of the road. I'm assuming that the road size is adequate enough for emergency vehicles to get in, get out, and service residents as needed.
In 24 foot, I believe so. Yes.
Thank you.
And I hope it is. That's what your ordinance allows. 24 foot carway.
Thank you.
All right, I got two quick questions here.
Sure.
Yeah, they're not our concern. Chuck, you said there was 45% of open space here. Are there any restrictions or recommendations on what to do with that 45%?
So
there's going to be an expanse of green.
So I didn't. So our ordinance requires some land dedication for park and rec space, and that's based on a calculation you go through in the ordinance for this number of lots, and it's based on the number of lots. Dedicated land to Derry Township would be required to be 0.216 acres, so less than a quarter of an acre. Or we would, in this case, because of the remoteness of this development, probably be looking at the fee in lieu of, which at the time of my writing of this agenda item was $8,662.38. So that's what the fee in lieu of park and rec dedication.
The required open space is actually meant to be owned and operated or maintained by the homeowners association. So Stone Creek has massive amount of open space, you know, behind many of the lots. There's other developments around that have the same type of thing. So I'm going to make it clear what the difference is between what we would normally be looking at for Park and Rec and then what actual open space is as part of a cluster development. So the point of the cluster development is we take where the by right minimum lot width here is 200 feet, and I think we come down to 48 feet wide. We want people to push the lots together to maintain, you know, to create some larger open space, which, you know, they've done here, and they've worked, they're staying out of the steep slopes and so on, and that's why their driveway is long, you know, they have to get past some wetlands and streams, and, you know, before they can start with the houses. But the idea is that, you know, this type of development in comparison to a more traditional development, whether it's a cul-de-sac development, this would be a public cul-de-sac, was one of the sketches that Randy presented with the application. You know, it would have massive lots, which I guess technically might have open space, but it's not common open space to the neighborhood. And additionally, they only have land there really because of what our cul-de-sac length is permitted to be to create four lots. And on their other sketch, again, because of the 200-foot lot width, they only have the ability to create four lots without any of the common open space. Did that answer your question?
Well, it actually begs another question. You provided two options, either the fee in lieu of or actually having HOA create one.
I'm sorry, I muddied them then for you. The fee in lieu of, we're going to take,
is that
we're
going to
ask for
it?
In lieu of the 0.2 acres.
Right.
But the common open space is still going to be required.
Okay.
But it's not our common open space.
Okay. Okay, that's the HOA's common space.
Right.
Do you have any plans where you're going to be placing this?
Place.
Where you're going to be placing that open space?
The open space? Well, it's all around the lots. Everything that you see that's not in the color lots is going to be common open space.
Okay, so that's okay. That's
we have almost space. We have over 50% open space. Maybe to get back to your original question, our owner's vision is to have that not agricultural. Technically, someone could crop that.
Right.
His vision is to have more of a meadow-looking open space. Maybe trails mowed through it, no formal trails, but a very, like, a meadow type of look.
Glad you brought that up, because it brings me to my second question.
Yeah, segue, right?
Good segue, yes. Are there any possibilities for walking trails or biking trails in that area? Or, Chuck, you can help me with this, is there any way to connect to existing trails from there? Any potential, I should say.
So I'll come back to, this is a rather remote
yeah,
area.
I heard that before and I'm like, uh-oh, maybe it was a bad question.
You know, there's a lot of private Milton Hershey school trails between our trails and this property. But we don't have much in the way of our trail system that comes to this end of the township, or this side of the township. And I may not be doing Google Earth today, I don't know. So, you know, over here is the county line. Sorry, look for the. But anyway, it'd be difficult to tie to our system.
Okay. Is there any plan to put something for the private use, say,
internal
path
yeah.
around? Or
yes. Okay. And again, to keep with the meadow theme, I don't think it's going to be a paved path, or you know, might at least be a mowed path through the meadows that the residents can walk on.
Well, push it all, etc.
Yes. Yeah. But nothing formal, hard surface.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I've got one more question. Looking at the schematic with the seven lots. Now, if I'm looking at that correctly, it looks like at least two of those lots, the homes are in the middle of Derry and what is the township in Lebanon County?
South Lebanon.
How does that work with taxing? Do they choose if they're Derry Township residents or Lebanon County residents? How does that work?
From what we have been told,
Okay.
I hope this is right. If your kitchen, if the kitchen is, the house is attached to where the kitchen is located.
I've heard master bedroom, so.
Oh, okay. Well, so in the end, it might be cleaner if we pull those as far into Derry. The owner certainly wants those to be Derry Township lots. We are in touch with South London Derry just to make sure we cover all the zoning issues of that split line. And we'll do the same thing with Dauphin County tax and Lebanon County tax to make sure we're clear who's being taxed where.
Thank you.
Yeah, and a likely condition of whatever approval this board needs is that will probably be conditional upon the applicant securing all approvals you may need from the neighborhood as well. Did you get that?
Sure.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. I just want to touch quickly on the two narratives that we did. One addressed section 225 of your ordinance, which was general conditional use criteria. And these three items talk more about the uses adversely, the proposed use adversely affecting health and safety of the residents. That reminds me, I did want to touch on the fact that though we're on in an agricultural district, there are scattered single family homes in this area too. Most of the property to the west, southwest are, that's a single family. In fact, it's very similar. It's a, Doug's gonna try to get to it for me. It's a private drive with large lots on it and large homes. That was established back in the, I think, 60s or 70s, yeah. Along our whole western side, it's all residential, though north and east and south is generally agricultural, with a few scattered homes along Dr. Church Road. But as far as the general conditional use criteria, we don't see this proposed use being detrimental to anyone else's use. It's not going to change the character of the neighborhood. There's no impact on public services like water and sewer and stormwater. Certainly no impact on public roads and no adverse effect to the health and safety of the residents in that area or the township.
So I'm certain that you've thought of this and that whoever markets these properties for sale will make sure that the future homeowners understand that they abut up against agriculture land and what that means, so that they're not coming to a future meeting from some other group of supervisors complaining about fertilizing
the smell,
all of the things that go along with normal agriculture activity.
We've never seen that happen.
Right.
In fact, some townships, and I'm not sure.
Mountjoy has a really good note that they require.
Yes, several have gone to a note that specifically notifies on the subdivision plan that it's just that. You know, there are adjacent agricultural uses, and you have to expect normal agricultural activities. The other criteria, more specific, in section 225 are the six items that talk about preservation of open space, lack of disturbance of sensitive environmental areas, lower housing cost, lower road maintenance, efficiency of traffic, and efficiency of utilities. I think we've outlined in all six of those categories in that narrative justification that we think the township can look towards in approving this and this application meeting all those requirements.
Very good. Do you have anything else, Randy, to wrap up? Or?
No, I'm at the end of my notes. If there's no
questions
from the board yet.
I got one quick question. What's the topography of this area? Is it generally flat?
Or? The topography. No, it has quite a slope. In fact, Chuck, the point of the oops.
Good.
Oh, I know the topography. I just need to see the sketch.
Well, I was going to use this one because it just shows the gray area. So, by the density of the gray, the slopes are either 10 to 20, 20 to 30, or 30 to 650%. Oh my! So you can see that throughout the property, there's some slopes, some steeper slopes.
Are these going to interfere with any other developments, or the road, the highway, or anything, and runoff or anything?
No, the runoff will be contained.
So you're going to have swales?
Oh, yes, yeah, and stormwater facilities for each lot and for the common driveway. Just for perspective, the home, Chuck, the furthest south, that home site right there is approximately 50 feet above Stafford Church Road. So the slate really slopes up to the south, offering some pretty nice views across the valley, back towards Hershey.
Yeah, I'm sure they're beautiful, but what I'm concerned is with the runoff during construction. Because I know we're having some issues on Middletown Road in the college area. I call it the college area. Mm-hmm. The streets are named after colleges and universities. But up in the back, there's some kind of construction going on. And there's always a muddy runoff coming down. And I was hoping there wouldn't be anything in this area to interfere with either the highways or the other agricultural projects across the road.
I think there's enough, I'd say, diversity in the topography that runoff is kind of centralized in smaller areas. Of course, that's all covered through permitting with Dauphin County and DEP from an earth moving standpoint.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for the applicant?
Thank you. Randy, we probably I missed the vote on this one, but can we switch? I'm assuming you're the only one who's going to be presenting any testimony.
Yes, I am.
And you've done it already.
Yes, I have.
So why don't you
like me to swear it again?
Do you raise your right hand?
Yes.
After the fact, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So have you got it?
I did, and I
did. And I have a way to resolve it, Randy. And now having been sworn in, if you were to take us through the narrative, everything you took us through already, would you agree that that's an accurate depiction and explanation description of the application before the board this evening?
Extremely accurate.
And would you change anything with respect to your prior narrative on the project that we just heard for the last 15, 20 minutes?
No, I would not.
Okay, thank you. Quick question, the open space. There is going to be a recorded document, right? Restricting that open space from being subdivided in the future or developed upon at some point, correct?
I'm sure that will be in the HOA documents and several other documents, including the subdivision plan.
Okay. And you understand that this is not a land development application currently before board. This is a conditional use application, which is only considering the zoning and the use being requested by the applicant.
Fully understood.
Not the land development of the project. And that the applicant will have to come back before this board and the planning commission to get the appropriate land development approvals. Mm-hmm. And it's your testimony that the applicant intends to and will comply with all the required provisions of the zoning ordinance with respect to cluster development option?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We appreciate your support.
We appreciate your presence here tonight. Is there any member of the public that would like to make offer public comment this evening as it relates to the conditional use application number 2021-01 for the residential cluster development on 790 Stauffer's Church Road? Seeing as no one has indicated their intention to come forward, that will conclude this evening's meeting. Thank you both very much for coming and for your information. I hereby adjourn this meeting.